We cannot do business as it relates to joint ventures, mentor proteges, or where a small business is a prime.
Talk to me about the impact that this has. I mean, part of this agreement is you'll be looking for a new job in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's correct, unfortunately. Well, let's talk about the company first. It was quite devastating to be blindsided by the facts on October 1. And there was no due process that we knew of and no formal process. But what did happen is we immediately went into crisis because the company was effectively shut down for any new business. And as you know,
in terms of percentage, what, 99% of your business is with government?
Yeah, 100% with government, 95% with the federal government.
Yeah.
So it was pretty significant, to say the least. And as you know, we don't have long-term contracts, 3- and 5-year contracts. Most of our business is 30, 60-day projects. So to shut down the company for 30 days, and then the SBA has the right to come back 15 days after that with a decision, which could mean 45 days total, that would be devastating, to say the least. And in fact, in the first week alone, there was tremendous fear, uncertainty, and doubt within the employee population.
I would imagine people were very, very much on edge. So, and talk a little bit about your part of this agreement is you're going to be stepping down. You and the general counsel, and then a couple other people have left the company. Talk a little bit about that.
So, in week one, obviously, with Friday evening, with the facts. As I talked about, we obviously wanted to get to SBA, understand what the reasons for this complete shutdown, and we met with them on Wednesday, hoping to get to what we believed was a good resolution and understood their requirements. They came back with 32 questions, of which it would have taken us a very long time, months, to answer all those questions. And in fact, there wouldn't have been a GTSI. So my number one priority was obviously to protect the corporation moving forward and allow 530 families, 530 employees to continue to move forward. So in week two, after the, we weren't working through it with the SBA, what I would say in a timely way. And then we had to come up with, the banks were actually concerned, very concerned. So the banks, the partnerships, all the people we work with in the community, and it was really rolling into week two where it would have been what I would call financial crisis.
I know there's been a lot of concern about how the government role in private business and where that line is. And was that ever part of this discussion, or was the focus really, hey, we got to get the company back on track?
Yeah, my focus as the new CEO in 8 months in the role, 10 years in the company, was 100% on getting the company back, sustaining its business, whatever the SBA's requirements were, and then going forward with the 530 families. The challenge was clearly that we had to get the 30-day suspension lifted, because as I mentioned, if it continued towards 30 and 45 days, there wouldn't have been a GTSI, and that would have been a shame after 28 years of doing good business with the government customers.
Do you have any concern that the company now almost is tainted by this?
Well, certainly between the Washington Post article and other communications, it is tainted. But it is a very good company, and I think there should have been due process. We should have been given a fair chance to explain ourselves prior to the fax machine, and we weren't. And that's what I, you know, wished happened prior to October 1st, and it didn't. And certainly the SBA has the right to do that because they didn't believe we were presently responsible. I believe we were. I believe that, you know, some inartful wording was done in some language of years ago, 2007, specifically, where they used as the administrative record. But you know, this is what happened, and we had to deal with it. And I believed I went to the board and told them I needed to voluntarily resign to protect the company. And I was hoping that with the general counsel resigning and a couple other requirements of SBA would allow us to move forward. And we worked through an agreement, and it looked like it obviously allowed us to lift the suspension.
I don't have to tell you, but there are there were a lot of ripples rumbling through the contractor community going, oh, my God, there, but for the grace of God. Is there something you would have done, or as you look back on it, is there something you could have done differently to avoid this mess from happening? With the understanding that you've only been there 7 months.
Yeah, you know, in the administrative record of the SBA, I do the inartful wording maybe in some areas or there were opportunities, but overall, if we would, the best opportunity would have been to have good dialogue, good communication. They could have done an investigation and understood what needed to be done instead of the 30-day suspension that put the entire company in complete financial potential ruin.
And I know there's you now have an SBA person will be on site in Herndon there. I mean, almost will be kind of unusual.
Yeah, part of the agreement is a monitor, an SBA monitor with specific requirements that we have to adhere to, which we would, and we would have prior to October 1 as well. But now certainly we will as part of the agreement.
But that's, I mean, this is above and beyond what most companies have. Most companies don't have an SBA representative sitting in headquarters there, right?
I believe so, but I'm not an expert on that.
Yeah. And so is there, are as part of this agreement and just as part of of doing business now, I imagine the company is going to keep very careful track of small business and all those kinds of things. I mean, this is all of a sudden something that becomes very, very important to keep track of.
You know, we always were doing a thorough job. We have compliance officers in the company. We have security officers in the company with our security clearances. We are open book in terms of we're a public company. We have full reporting. We have a major accounting group. So the company is an open book, always has been. And there was nothing being hidden from anybody. And if there was concern for our processes or concerns for anything we were doing, we certainly would have abided by, you know, allowed anybody, certainly the SBA, to come in and look and do proper due diligence and an investigation prior to the facts of October 1st.
One of the challenges is you have a number of different audiences that are listening to you all the time, but particularly right now. You have employees, you have shareholders, you have your customers, government agencies, and you have your partners, other companies out there. What do you say to those different groups? Is there a different message? I mean, I know a lot of your employees were very, very nervous. What do you say to your employees?
Well, I spoke to all the employees about me voluntarily resigning and our general counsel as well. And it really was about protecting the good name of GTSI and allowing the 530 families to continue. Certainly disappointing for me. I've been in the career for 28 years, 8 months as the CEO, and this was certainly the worst 21 days of my professional career. And unfortunately, there wasn't a close second. But what I'm proud of is that the company lives to work another day in the market and lives to work towards government and customer mission. And I am proud of that moving forward. And should
they feel secure that the company will be able to continue even with this agreement in place or maybe because of this agreement that's in place?
I definitely believe the company can sustain and grow and do good work for the customer, government customer. There is a 15% change, if you will, with the agreement. So there won't be joint ventures with small business. There will not be where small business is the prime, and there won't be any opportunity to do mentor protege for now. Obviously, over time, SBA may change requirements, but that will certainly be up to the Small Business Administration.
And to your partners, you have a lot of companies that you still do and will still do business with. Should they feel safe doing, doing business with GTSI?
You know, we've been one of the top partners, if you will, with the technology community. One of the reasons we've been working so closely with large businesses, small businesses, and the government customer directly is because our great technology capability with pre-sale engineering and engineering capability, our solutions architects, the capabilities of our partner programs that we adhere to. So I think people will continue to feel comfortable. The customers will continue to feel comfortable. I mean, clearly we have been painted, and but we'll get through this. The company didn't sustain for 28 years if they didn't get through other challenges over time. I'm just certainly professionally and personally disappointed that I won't be able to continue to move the company forward.
Personally, what do you take away? I mean, as a leader, this you end up with these scars, and I guess you sometimes you hope you can learn something from them. Do you take something away just in terms of how you'll, when you're in your next job, and I'm sure you're going to get a next job.
But I got three young kids. Let's hope.
Yeah.
So.
You know, what do you do? What did you, is there some lesson learned, or is it too early for that yet?
No, I think in this case, because of the way, quite candidly, the way the facts came in on a Friday afternoon with no knowledge prior, that was the hard part of knowing that there were issues, that the SBA believed and the words were presently responsible. So we weren't presently responsible. We obviously tried to communicate we were, and ultimately the suspension was lifted based upon new requirements.
And
new agreement.
Yeah. And so what, where do you go now? I mean, Tuesday is your last day?
Tuesday is my last day.
And so what's next for you?
Well, I think I've built a lot of skills, and I have a big network in the entire community. And my goal is really to continue to do what I believe I'm good at, is leading people, building strategies, and working with customers and running companies. And I hope to be able to do that in the future.
Excellent. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have, or anything else that you want to say?
No, just really, I'm really proud of the fact that myself and the general counsel did come up with a solution that the board accepted, and it allowed 530 families to sustain their future within GTSI, and the company gets to survive and thrive. And it would have been very close to days away if we didn't get this suspension lifted, that the company would have gone into financial chaos and possibly even bankruptcy.